Residents of Shackleton, 10 kilometers away from Chinoy, said lack of accommodation forced them to live in abandoned toilets despite dangers of contracting contagious diseases. When Studio 7 visited Shackleton, some families were busy cleaning toilets while others were moving their property into the spruced up ablution facilities. Mrs. Nometa Somondo, a mother of six who has failed to get proper accommodation in the town due to lack of money, said she is occupying a small toilet which does not offer enough space for her family.
We decided to occupy these toilets because we do not have any decent accommodation. We only have one room which we are all sharing, all of us, with my husband and kids.
Other toilet occupants who only wanted to be identified as the Mbirini family said they failed to get residential stamps for years and they had to resort to such type of accommodation as the council did not offer an alternative place. Mrs. Mbirini explains.
There is no decent accommodation here. It would be proper if we were given stands, but we are not getting anything from the council. We have no place to live, and that is why people are living in these toilets. It would be good for us to get our own stands because we have a bit of money.
Mrs. Somondo said she doesn't care about the dangers of contracting diseases.
We are not scared of any diseases because we have no place to go. You can even get some disease even if you don't live here.
Shackleton Ward 15 Councillor Innocent Mangwanya said there is nothing wrong in allowing residents to convert toilets into residents as they are no longer in use. But Chinoy Mayor Test Michaels said the local authorities to investigate the issue before issuing a statement. According to council meetings dated 15 January 2016, there are about 12,000 people on the housing waiting list. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Atach Goriwa.